Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is the day that I like to start off the first of the year talking about kind of what the theme is going to be for the year 2011. And one of the things that I always do at the end of the year, this year I actually started earlier. I started the end of October, worked a lot into November. I always go into that quiet place, and I basically ask the council that I work with to do so much of my intuitive work, can you just give me a sneak preview of what 2011 is going to be? And then, depending on where I am and the chaos and the busyness of my life, I keep getting these little snippets of what the year is going to be, the theme. And the theme for 2011 is finding your way. And I'm going to be sharing more information about that. But if you would like to receive the entire channeling that I'm going to be sending out to my database list, I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then go to the contact tab at the top of the homepage. And then what you do is just enter your name and email information. We don't give it out to anyone. But what you'll do is, as soon as I get this channeling finalized, as far as taking all the downloaded information, doing all the kind of grammatical checks that need to be, and then I'll be sending it out to my entire database. So if you're not on that database and you're not receiving my emails or my announcements, then I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then what I'm going to be doing is I will be actually sending out the entire channeling. I'm going to be covering some of it today as much as my time will allow, because I always love to take calls as well. So if you do have a question for me about your health, or a question that you have for me about anything, or you even want to talk about how do you find your own way, I'll share some of that. But you may want to find your own path to be able to know, is it your intuition? Is it your inner guidance? Because that's really what's going to be so important and pertinent for us to be able to tap into that inner wisdom and to allow that inner guidance to direct us where we're to go. And most important, with all the energy shifts that are going to be happening this year, to really keep us on course. So again, you can just go to the website, www.ritberger.com. But if you want to call me and we can talk in person, then what you can do is you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada, and also for international callers. So if you would just like to enter your international calling code and then 877-230-3062, then we'll have a chance to be able to talk, and I can share my medical intuitive skills with you when we're dealing with the health, and just my intuitive skills, because one of the things that we all are is we're all intuitive. We have our inner knowing, and I always like to share mine. So anyway, 877-230-3062. Well, I talked about this year as really being the year of finding your way, but before I really jump into that, what I would like to do is let's just do kind of a recap of what last year was. The year 2010 was really the year of resolve. And one of the things when we're entering into the process of really resolving something, meaning literally letting it go and completing the process around it, then what we'll want to do is, it's really kind of a three-step process. Our humanness, and especially if we've got a lot of emotional charge around the situation or a relationship or experience or a family member, whatever it may be, you know, we just wake up one day and all of a sudden we say, I just want to be done with this. But resolve really is a three-step process. That process requires that you go in and resolve. That means that you have to go into that quiet place to really look at what in your life are you really ready to let go of. A lot of times, because of the emotional pain, we feel like we are, but when we really get into the process of moving into resolve, we find that maybe it's just too big to tackle, or maybe we're really not emotionally ready to go there. Again, that's fine, but when we go in with the resolve, that means that we evaluate our life. We look at what's working, what's not working. We look for the things that we have really power, or that we believe we have power of changing. We have power over everything, but our mind doesn't always remember that. So what we do is go in, evaluate, find one thing that you want to work on. And in resolve, what you do is you look at that situation or relationship and you say, What can I change about this? And the reality is we know we can't change other people, but we can change our perceptions. So in Resolve, we're looking at a situation, we're revisiting it, we're going in and we're looking for new options. We're expanding the perception that we've had around the situation. We're looking to let go of the emotional charges that we've had around maybe a relationship or a situation. So in Resolve, it takes that quiet contemplative time, that introspective time for us to get out of our everyday busyness and to go in and just look at our life. There's a lot of part of our life that is probably flowing in great sync. We're feeling connected with ourselves. We're feeling connected with other people and the situations that we encounter and the experiences. But there's these other places, and most of them are gifts from our childhood, in that conditioning part of who we are that just doesn't serve us well anymore. It really creates mental barriers or whatever. And when we go into Resolve, we open up the world to possibilities and we look at the situation and say, you know, I tried that, worked a little bit, or it didn't work at all. And now what I want to do is I really want to go into the movement of letting this go. Then we enter into a phase called resolution. And resolution is a verb and it is an activity and it's a process. So we discover what we want to change. We go in, we look at the options, we put our plan in place, and then we start the process every single day, every moment, to move us to that end resolve, meaning that in that process of resolution, we're in the dynamics of it, we're in the activity of it. But when we hit resolve, and we truly hit resolve, there's a peacefulness about it. There's a grace about it. There's a part of us that just basically knows we're done. We don't have to, you know, yell at ourselves, been there, done that, don't want to do that anymore, I am done. But when we hit that place where we're really, really have resolve, then what we do is then we have a peacefulness. There's a sense of grace about it. We just know in ourselves and every part of our essence, it's been completed. The contract's been completed with the person. The task has been completed. But see, in resolution, we're creating thoughts and the momentum to be able to allow the law of attraction, the universe, to be able to pull things to us that support the thought, the direction that we want to go. And then as a result in resolve, a lot of times there isn't that angst or there isn't that hurtfulness that's associated with it. It just kind of goes by the way. Now, one of the things with 2010 is in November of last year, it's like the universe said to us, okay, now you're getting ready to move into 2011, which is finding your way. But you know, are you sure that you've looked at everything that you really wanted to work on in 2010? So there was almost a frenzy of situations and experiences. A lot of relationships went by the way, a lot of job changes. There was a lot of financial changes for people. And what it was is that when the universe kind of said, now are you sure that this is where you want to be as you go in to find your own way? Do you have any last minute things or tasks or anything that you want to work on? So in November and the first part of December, it was a real frenzied time in the energy field. And it really caused us to feel like we were out of sorts with ourselves, or maybe we were overwhelmed, or we had just checked one thing off our list. And it's like, oh my gosh, there's five more things on my list. How could this be happening? A lot of the dynamics in family that has really been in that closure state came to that, you know, crescendo and hit that peak around Christmas time. And I talked to a lot of people that I've been doing readings, and the Christmas time was, you know, a lot of emotional chaos before and then a lot of quietness because there weren't the old patterns that they had been engaged in that they had with their families before. So we really reached a place where it was kind of that last minute rush, kind of like we were rushing to get all the Christmas tasks done. And with that came a lot of stress, and a lot of stress caused us to really feel out of sorts with ourselves and so forth. And really to, in many cases, to lose our mental bearings, to the point where at the end of December, again, so many people that would email me or call me said, you know, Carol, I don't know if I'm on course, off course. I don't know if I did my work or I didn't do my work. I'm feeling stuck. I don't really know where I am. Well, part of the process was that energy that created that chaos. So you don't know where you are. And really in the divine scheme of things, when we get to a place where we don't know where we are, we don't know if we're on course, we don't know if we've taken a side trip, we don't know if we're just absolutely stuck. in the energy of 2011, finding your way really requires us to go in and to use our inner guidance system, kind of that inner compass that we have inside that really keeps our thoughts collected and our focus and our attention and our motivation exactly where we would like it to be. So actually on January 2nd of 2011, we entered into this time of getting out of the fray, but really still having some of the residual effects. And then what we're doing now is this is all about finding your way. It's an interesting process because the minute we come into our human form, our entire existence is dependent on other people really showing us, telling us, and taking care of us. And what that means is that we really don't develop our own independence in our way that we have to come into this world and to basically fit in it. We're very reliant on people. We're dependent on people. We become, around the age of 3, very emotionally sensitive to people's reactions to what we say. If we pull a tantrum and we get a lot of attention, then we start to develop the fact, well, getting attention via tantrum is probably a good thing. And then we start hitting 4 or 5 years old, and all of a sudden, pulling a tantrum isn't a good thing. And then what we find is we can't pull tantrums in kindergarten and be able to get away with it. But there's a tremendous amount of dependency and reliance that happens on the people who are going to take care of us, who are going to teach us, who are going to tell us what to do and how to do it and when to do it and tell us who we are. And they also, when we get into school, a lot of times will tell us what we're capable of accomplishing and not. And that could be something as simple as going into, you know, second grade and you have these wonderful artistic abilities and you're suddenly told that it's not the best, you know, usage of your time, that you need to learn math and your reading and all the other things. So we find along our path that there's a lot of detours, but all of those detours have some mental perception around who we are and what we're really capable of accomplishing. Now, the intentions of the people that guide us truly at the heart of who they are, because we're all souls that did a life agreement with each other prior to coming into form, their intentions have always, they're really out of love or caring or the need to protect us or the need to teach us. I mean, even our little friends in kindergarten that suddenly come up to us and say, I don't like you. And then we'll think to ourselves, well, why don't you like me? I'm a very likable person. Or we'll go to someone else and say, you know, so-and-so doesn't like me. Do you like me? Is there something that's going on? And that's where we start developing that breaking free, really at a very early age, from that conditioning. But in that process, even when we start finding our own voice and asking the questions, we're still tethered by that codependency that we're born into, where we become so reliant on someone else. So instead of really listening to our inner wisdom, which really starts to happen about 12 or 13 years old, puberty, everybody thinks that, you know, we've suddenly just kind of went crazy all of a sudden. We attribute it to hormones. But really what we're doing is we're really beginning to realize that we are different than what we've been conditioned to believe, and that we do have talents and gifts within us, and we do have an intuitive part of us that really can guide us and tells us, you know, this is not a place that you want to be, or this is not a group of friends that are in your best interest, or, you know, this is where you would really excel, is maybe in psychology and music instead of becoming a mathematician or an accountant. So that inner guidance is always there. It's always leading us. It's always there from the moment that the two cells divide. And it starts the formation of life, but it's also something that really does lead us to our entirety of our existence, meaning it leads us to into the adults that we are. It, what we have to do over the course of life is listen to this inner guidance, because it does tell us when we're being compromised. And the best way the inner guidance system tells us you're not in alignment with who you are, or you're feeling compromised, or you're not being heard, whatever it may be, is that we experience anger. Anger is a moving target. It's a continuum. We can get a little miffed. We can get a little resentful. We can get frustrated, we can get more resentment, we can get hostile, but the reality of it is the inner guidance system really only has 2 forms of communication. Everything else just builds off of it. When we're doing something that is not in alignment with who we are, or that we're not speaking our truth, or that we're compromising our values, there's many, many ways to say it, then we experience a degree of anger. What that inner guidance system is doing is telling us this is not where you want to be, nor is this what you want to do. When we're doing things that are in alignment with our soul's purpose, or we're feeling good about ourselves, then what we have is we have love. We love we love life. We love nature. We love people. We just love everything. We love ourselves. And then when we do that, then we start to find joy and peace and bliss and so many of the happiness and so many of the different positive emotions that basically let us know that we are literally on course with who we are, meaning very simplistically that we are not compromising our individuality and we are not compromising the truth of who we are. When I first became a student of the esoteric studies at 15 years old, I was reading a book way back then, and one of the things that this book said in its wisdom, it says that we in our humanness are to hold the truth of our light in the integrity of who we are. It's our responsibility to speak that truth, nor to compromise ourselves. But we are not to be held accountable for what other people do with what we say or how we act. And what that means is if you're acting out of integrity, then you will feel love, you will have compassion, you will, in effect, be sensitive to other people's needs. When you're being pushed to do something you don't want to do, or to compromise who you are, or that you're not being heard when it's important to you, or you're not speaking what you're really feeling, which is what we refer to as the truth, then what will happen is that anger will boil to the surface, and then over the course of time, if it stays suppressed in that truth aspect of it, then the anger can become bigger than life. So the year of 2011 is finding your way, and the only way to really do that is with your inner guidance system, and the best way to do that is to be present in the moment. So a few of the things that I'm going to, that started the process, I'm going to be sharing more when we get into the next segment, but let me jump in. And hi, Will from Portland, Oregon. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
I'm very good. How can I help you?
Well, my health has been kind of poor for a while, and I'm, you know, sort of increasingly desperate to get to the bottom of it. I'm 30 years old, and I spent my 20s just dealing with this battery of problems. It's sort of mostly intestinal stuff, mm-hmm. but I've had all these accompanying skin conditions and geographic tongue, difficulty sleeping, depression, anxiety. Every time I start an exercise program, it gets worse and I get sick. So I'm generally just kind of run down. And I've worked with a naturopath for 5 years. We've thought maybe candida, maybe Crohn's, who knows. But I get the sense that it's my immune system.
That is accurate. You're a very good medical intuitive, by the way.
Thanks.
So what would you like to know about your immune system?
Well, just how I can coaxed it back into health, I suppose, how I can strengthen it.
Okay, good. Well, we'll take that from multiple directions. The first thing is that the culprit that kind of triggered this entire process started at the age of 9. At that point in time, you were actually infected. It feels like with Epstein-Barr, but I'm really not sure, because it feels like at that point in time in your life, there was a lot of susceptibility to viruses. And the way that your body accepted them. My sense is that when I get to the root of it, what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a chronic virus issue. And as a result, when the perfect storm occurs in the body where the pH gets off, that's why the naturopath was working with candida. When the pH of the lower gut, the small intestine gets off, then what it does is it immediately impacts the pH of the immune system. It impacts the pH of the blood. It impacts the pH of the cerebral spinal fluid. And then the body becomes too acidic. When the body becomes too acidic, then the viruses that we have that are either currently in our body or are the type that are lingering, such as Epstein-Barr virus, it creates the perfect storm for this virus to basically multiply at a very fast rate that overwhelms your immune system. The result is your immune system responds, overreacts. It's doing its job. It's trying to be be able to protect you. But what it's really doing, it's being overreactive. And as a result, it's sending out this World War III, basically, reaction from the standpoint that you have chronic inflammation as a result of all of this. So in that chronic inflammation, and what it does is it feeds that process of the body being too acidic, because the immune system's still trying to figure out why the inflammation, what should it be fighting, where do I find these viruses, what kind of virus is it? And you can see that it's kind of an insidious process, like a dog chasing its tail. Mm. So from that particular standpoint, in dealing with the candida, it would in fact put your body back into a pH balance, or put you a little over the balance mark into alkaline. And then as a result, you won't have the tongue issues. You wouldn't have the systemic aspect of candida that would go into your lungs and into your mouth and then also into your ears, and would also not surface as a form of a eruption on the skin of the body. The best thing to think about the body, the way it's designed, is when there's anything inside of it that isn't healthy for the body or serving the body the way that it's designed, your immune system's going to react, and the first thing it's going to do is it's going to try everything to push it to the surface. When you get skin eruptions, what that's saying is we have an imbalance in the body that is basically like pushing it out to the outer surface of the pores of the skin, so then you can wash it, you can remove it, and so forth. And then that's part of the detoxification process. Another way that the immune system goes and detoxes is through the breath. And if you have an imbalance or an overreactive immune system, it shows up potentially as candida's thrush in the mouth, or it can cause a hairy tongue or some of the other things that happen. It'll create a metallic taste. Again, your body is doing what it needs to. Your immune system has become overreactive. It actually increases body temperature, and everything wants to get out. That's the effect of what really is fever, is just trying to burn it out as well. So, having said all that, the most important place for you to always focus on is your immune system. Now, you can do that physically, and the best thing to do is to do it through the quality of your sleep. Your sleep feels like it's off. So one of the things, are you still working with a naturopath?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, good. Have they tested you for thyroid? You're a little on the low side. You're not off the scale, but you're on the low side. Your metabolism is slowing down. Your sleep cycle feels like it's off. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's fair to say. I never actually formally underwent thyroid tests, but it was something that she always said she suspected.
Yeah, and it's low. You're not off the scale. It's low. If you went, if I sent you to a doctor, the doctor would run a thyroid test. First of all, ask you why, and you'd have to tell them all the different things that are going on. They'd have to connect the dots. And then the next thing is they'd do it, and they'd say, okay, well, it's fine. Well, it is fine from standard medical evaluation, but it is on the low side. So you can, what your immune system is intimately connected to your liver. Your liver is your waste management plant. Your liver is what regulates the hydrochloric acid, the acidity of the body. When the liver gets out of balance, the lower intestine gets out of balance, and then we get this chain reaction. For the liver, there's things that the liver really likes. It loves green foods. The higher the chlorophyll, the happier it is. It actually is a part of the process of stimulating red blood cell count. That will give you more energy. The green works as far as helping the liver be able to detox the way that it's designed, good for antioxidants. The higher, again, the chlorophyll, the better. Then what you can do is that you might want to look at some milk thistle, real high quality milk thistle, not something for you to take the rest of your life. But what you'll want to do is a real high quality milk thistle in short burst. It may be a month and then a month off. And what it'll do is it will actually help the liver stabilize itself, because milk thistle is basically an alkaline supplement. Also very high in the chlorophyll, very, very cleansing for the liver itself.
Okay.
And then red fruits and vegetables, you will want to stay away from tomatoes that are high in acidity, cranberries that are high in acidity. So you want to do a little homework about alkaline-based fruits and vegetables. That will help you. A lot of what you're dealing with the lower intestinal part can be handled mainly with digestion, digestive issues and changing your diet. You also have some gluten intolerance that is developing at this point in time. Little sensitivity in some areas, but some gluten intolerance. If you eat gluten, your body sees that as a pathogen, your immune system, and then it's going to overreact. When you exercise too much, or you even exercise when your body's fatigued, thinking that it's going to give you the endorphins and so forth, what it does is it already takes a taxed immune system, and then the immune system can turn on the muscles, which then can create other issues as far as ultimately with people with fibromyalgia and so forth. You do not have that.
No.
So what you want to do, the very best thing for you to do for the standpoint of that is rest, the right foods, and then what you want to do is you want to do a little bit of exercise. Probably walking would be the very best thing for you. It'll move all of those 600 and some muscles that you have in your physical body. It will get the lactic acid and the toxin out of your muscles, and it will help you.
Okay.
So the other thing is I'm going to take it now to the emotional part of it. I understand your need to be a perfectionist. I understand your need to solve problems. I happen to be just like you. But
well done.
One of the things, sweetie, is that we can be our own worst enemy. We get irritated with ourselves when we can't do something even for the first time, the right way or the way that we conceptually think it should be. We cannot have the immune system remain healthy and vital the way it needs to if we hold pent-up anger toward ourselves. So again, take what you can, master. Start with the physical, because that's where your mind can go. Your mind needs to stop ruminating on the problem. Measure your small successes. Then it'll be able to have you feel like you're making some progress and stuff. The other part of it is in the liver itself is that some reason, I don't know why it comes up, you know, you can stop feeling guilty. There's a part I said in the first segment that, you know, speak your truth, live your truth, be your truth. That's what you're designed to do. But if you're going to hold yourself accountable to how everybody else wants you to be or what they're going to do with the information, we can turn very sour on ourselves. That's acidic. We can become very judgmental. That can create inner resentment. We can feel guilty because we can't solve problems, and then we become irritated. So, welcome to the world of yellows and Carol's personality.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So those are just some things to do. You know, do something mindless that you can just, you know, like to do that just doesn't take a lot of activity. That'll help you tremendously. Talk to the naturopath about looking at the thyroid and see if there's something that can be done naturally. Again, it's low, not off the scale, and that'll help you as well have some of the energy you're looking for.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carol.
You are most welcome. Thanks, Will. All right. Well, please stay tuned. I'm going to be back right after this short commercial break, and I'm going to talk more about finding your way in 2011.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, hello, and thank you again for joining me today. If you are just joining me, I'm talking about kind of the energetic theme of 2011, which is finding your way. I'm actually going to be doing an event with John Holland and Lauren Rainbow April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts, on the theme of finding your way. John is a wonderful spirit medium. He's going to be sharing a lot of his skills around how to be able to find your way via your guides, your angels, and to be able to tap into that spiritual aspect of a part of us that we just consciously don't think about. Lauren is a wonderful psychic that's kind of up and coming, except she's been a great one for a long time in the Massachusetts area. And she's going to be talking about how to listen to the messages from your mind to be able to know how to find your own way. Again, our mind is really the culprit in what kind of gets us off path. The soul is always following the inner guidance system that we have, but the mind just thinks like it just doesn't have to listen. It's going to go externally and so forth. But Lauren is going to be sharing how can you pay attention to your thoughts and to really use those thoughts to recognize where you are, but then also how to change your thoughts to be able to change the experiences that you have in the future. And then I'm going to be talking about finding your way via the physical body from the standpoint that your body is constantly talking to you, and whatever you think manifests itself in the physical body. So how you can use your body to really go in and to be able to find your own way. So if you'd like to know more information about the April 9th event in Andover, Massachusetts with John Holland, Lauren Rainbow, and myself around finding your own way, I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and click under What's New. You'll find it there. It'll take you to a registration page. We do have early registration discounts that are still available until the 22nd of January. And then also we have some premier seating up in the front where you can be up and close and front and personal with John or with Lauren or with myself. So again, I encourage you to register early. We are looking for the event to sell out very, very quickly. There aren't that many seats, so if you're interested, I would go ahead and take advantage of the early discount. Again, that's www.ritberger.com. If you are from the East Coast and in Massachusetts, you can also go to Circles of Wisdom bookstore, circlesofwisdom.com. Kathy, the owner, is the sponsor of this event. Wonderful person. And she will be more than happy to help you with your registration and answer any questions as well. So I hope that you'll join me April 9th, and we'll be taking this finding your way to a different level than what I'm doing today. Also taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health or a question about the topic today or how you can find your own way or what does your intuition look like? How does your mind use it? Those are all the things that I'll be able to help you with. So you can call me at 877-230-3062. The energy of 2011 is a very potent, forceful energy. And the reason for that, it's designed to help transform the way that you see yourself serving in the world. It's a very pivotal year in your spiritual development, because what you're doing is you're really preparing for the quickening of consciousness that's going to transpire in 2012. Because of the force and the speed of this energy, it's going to move you forward at a very lightning pace. So you might find yourself out of sorts, or as Billy and I were saying in the commercial break, a little bit scattered, and you might have difficulty really measuring your progress to see that you're moving forward, and you also may lose your mental bearings. This is going to greatly impact your ability to manifest what you chose to resolve in 2010 and the momentum that you set in place that you wanted to accomplish in 2011. So in order for this potent, forceful speed of light energy and the momentum that it has around it for you to really be able to stay on course and kind of use that inner compass that you have, it's going to be very, very important that you do seek the counsel, touch touch your inner guidance and allow it to be able to use your intuition to be able to help you discern what is truly going on in the moment, and then to be able to make any course corrections at that time, or to recognize that what's happening in the moment is exactly where you need to be. If you do follow your inner guidance without any reservations, what you're going to do is you're going to find that you're going to make very significant strides in your quest to live an enlightened life, and you're going to actually find your own meaningful path to the light. So one of the things in the channeling that is going to be available in a short period of time, again, if you want to get on my database, www.ritberger.com, one of the things that the council said is they started out by saying to remind us that we're really equipped with this inner guidance system. And what that inner guidance system does from the time that the cells divide, when we start into the evolution of our humanness throughout our entire life, basically what it does is it helps us navigate through the minutiae of our conditioning in our humanness, and it also allows us to make those necessary course corrections. But as the council said, part of the issue with us in our humanness is that we need to be present in the moment. And at this point in time, in our awareness, we're so busy living in the future. We're worrying about tomorrow. We're worrying about all of our tomorrows. And what we're doing is we're really robbing ourselves of the preciousness of the moment to know where we really are. So it is important for us to breathe. It's important for us to take that deep breath, to stop. If you find that you're moving forward in the same habitual patterns that you have them for, whether it's in behavior or in thinking, then the best thing to do is take a deep breath, step back, take a pause, check in with your inner guidance system, and ask yourself, is this where I choose to be? Is it necessary for me to make course corrections at this time? If you do that, then what you'll do is you'll find that you'll stay in alignment with your soul's purpose, and you'll stay in alignment with that unique truth of who you are. And it's only in that moment that you can make those shifts. When you're in alignment with the truth of who you are, then the momentum of the law of attraction continues to bring opportunity to you. When you get lost or confused, or your mind goes in and fixates on being scattered, it's very, very difficult to hear your inner guidance system. So one of the things that also that they shared in the channeling is that while we think in our mind that we're capable of multitasking, what this does is it really leaves very little room in our mind for creativity, quality thinking, dreaming, anticipation, introspection, and contemplation. And these are all part of the integral modes in which our inner guidance system is able to communicate with us. So when we're so fixated on the problems of the future or how we're going to get through, or we allow fear to be able to drive our activities of the day and we get into that frenziedness, then what occurs is that we really can't slow down to be able to experience this situation. Creativity, quality thinking, dreaming, anticipation, introspection, and contemplation. And the reason for this is that if we don't tap into our creativity, we repeat our past. Without quality thinking, it's difficult for us to slow down the activities of the mind and to be able to direct its focus. Consequently, we're not even able to access our inner guidance. Without dreams, it's problematic for us to open up our mind to the world of endless possibilities. Without anticipation, we really miss a lot of the excitement of the present moment and discovering what life really has to offer us. Without introspection, we're not able to step out of the busyness of our life to see if we're on course. And without contemplation, it's hard for us to heed our own counsel. And as the group of guides that I work with said, yes, the human mind is capable of many things, yet scattered thinking isn't one of them. A scattered mind attracts chaos, leaves you prone to making wrong decisions, and makes it difficult for you to be able to find the quality time to rejuvenate and restore your body back to the health that it's designed to be able to live and to perpetuate, and then also it will leave you spiritually unfulfilled. So in essence, really what happens is the scattered mind creates an energetic, frenzied mental state that blocks us from hearing the messages of our inner guidance. Now, we're not lost. when that happens, because what occurs is the soul just waits until the frenziedness stops, and then it uses the inner guidance of our dreams. A very impactful time right now in dreams. You will want to pay attention to them. If you're finding that there's vehicles in them, that's movement. If you're finding there's water, that's fluidity. If you're finding yourself lost, then it's time for the inner guidance. If you find yourself being blocked from anything that you want to do, that means that there's mental blocks for you to be able to really look at, and then to be able to put a plan in place. Plan in place doesn't mean 6 months from now, a year from now. A plan means, what is the next thought going to be? What is the next step you're going to take look like? So when you're looking at the inner guidance system, it's all these different modes of expression. And part of that is, most and foremost of it actually, is whether you're experiencing any degree of anger, then you're in compromise. Or if you're in a flow of sync, then you're in love. Meaning in love with life, in love with yourself, in love with what you're doing. And, you know, when you're in love with what you're doing, or you're in love with yourself, or you're in love with life, then the obstacles that life throws us isn't necessarily something that is going to stop us in our tracks. So again, some information there. There's some other things, some messages that they've shared. But what I want to do before I go in and share some of those messages, and they shared some principles that we're to be able to look at and to be able to use on a monthly basis. It's kind of like our monthly theme within the theme of finding our own way. Before I do that, I want to jump in and be sure to get Anna from Pittsburgh. Hi, sweet. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Whew, this has been a powerful call already. Wow. I'm trying to take notes as fast as I can. I hope this is like...
you know what? Yeah, excuse me for interrupting you, sweetie. I know I do tend to talk fast with it. You know, these downloads start coming. I'm going to tell you and all of the listeners, you can go back in and listen to the show in my archives on my website, www.rickberger.com. It'll be posted on Friday. And then you can even download it and listen to it over and over and over again on your iPod. So again, I'm giving you just basically snippets, but it'll be there. So good. All right. You're welcome.
The reason I'm calling is that I was diagnosed with arthritis about over 10 years ago. I was a flight attendant, started getting attacked on the flight internationally, and that kind of stopped my career on a dime. Mm-hmm. And what has happened throughout these years, I'd never gone on major medication because I'm holistic side. I checked for, it was amazing you just talked about candida, because I got my, my intestines checked. There's no candida in there. I do have slits on my tongue, throughout my tongue, and a mm-hmm. little bit of coating. I have ridges in my nails, and I'm not sure, you know, I really have come to the point where I'd love to be a life coach, although I wanted to probably do that 20 years ago. To help other people heal. But I don't think I can help other people heal if I haven't healed myself. And my arthritis has really, the numbers have come down, my RA numbers have come down almost mm-hmm. to normal, except there's still inflammation, and it's manifesting a lot in my hands. You can now see, if you look at my hands, you can start to see, you know, they're a little bulgy in little areas, and I don't know why it manifested in my hands. I really, really believe, and I am gluten intolerant, try to eat a gluten-free mm-hmm. Diet. I know sometimes I get gluten in it, but I really have been gluten intolerant on a gluten-free meal for several years now. Try to eat pretty healthy, and I don't know what is, I'm starting to think that it's not just diet, obviously, that I just really would love to be able to move through this and get healthy again, and just yep. really want to know what's going on. What do I need to do or be aware of or help?
Yep, I do understand all that. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's like both of the callers, it's like, so who's helping who here on this call? So one of the things, sweetie, is go ahead and start your life coaching. The interesting part of doing that, you know, we're human. And in that process, when we reach out and we're of service to others, such as you just calling me or Will calling me, what it is I send out messages all the time as every one of us, help, I need help, what can I do and everything. And when we do our work, when we're being of service to other people and the truth of who we are, and we just allow that inner guidance system to be able to move us forward. When we're helping other people heal themselves, sweetie, we hear it come back to us, and then we can go, oh, I just said that. I think that was for me. And then we can go in and we can look at what we're here and designed to do. And in those moments where we get to touch someone at that soul level, there's nothing more precious or sweetness or healing in life. So from the standpoint that, you know, I had a friend of mine, Joan Borsinko, and I were at an event, and Joan came down with a terrible cold, and she, you know, called me in my room, and she said, "Carol, I can't do this." She says, "Here I'm supposed to be this doctor about talking about stress, and I'm supposed to be this healer, being able to do things." She says, "I've got such a cold right now. How can I stand in front of people and talk about what I'm doing?" And I said to her, "You know, Joan, we're human. Come on. But what you do is do your life coach, honey. That's what you are. That's what you do best. And then what you can do with that is then you'll start to find the sweetness, the alkaline that you're looking for in life. That will give you the passion that you're looking for. Now, passion is a fleeting moment. It kind of comes, it kind of goes. There's going to be moments where it's just going to be super, super sweet. And other moments, you're going to just frankly ask yourself humanly, why am I doing this? And it's a balancing act. When you're dealing with the immune system, you're dealing with arthritis, think of it as a balancing act. So you've got to keep the foods coming in that aren't going to create the inflammation that's going to cause the problem in the body. One of the things that you can do is go to Dr. Andrew Weil, W-E-I-L-L. Go and look at Dr. Mark Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N, Ultra Metabolism. Look at the inflammation issue. Look at, while you have done a lot of wonderful things, and I'm sure that people, being a flight attendant, as I once was, they think our life is absolutely phenomenal and that we get to travel around, do all this. They don't realize that we don't really have a place to call home.
Right.
So in that particular process, allow your life coach to become your home. The other thing that will happen is that will give you that sweetness. It will change the pH in your body. That change of pH in your body is exactly why your numbers are going down. Rheumatoid arthritis is literally an acidic process and problem in the body. When you're sour on yourself, when you feel strongly that you're failing in some way, or you can't seem to solve your own problems. You know, a doctor will tell you they can't heal themselves. I'll tell you that we can't see our own stuff because we're too emotionally attached. I can see my own aura, honey. And I can see when it's going sideways, and I can see when I start getting this stress, you know, pot marks in it and everything. And do you know what I do? It's like, okay, I'm not going to look right now. Let's just go into avoidance. It's all fine. I'm not going to do that. But when I talk to someone like yourself that's so open and giving to me, then I can go in and I can see my aura in front of me while I'm doing this. And every time I'll say something to you that will help you find balance, that's your code word. That is your personal word for 2011. Everything that you do, sweetie, seek balance. That's very simple, isn't it? You don't have to worry about what you eat. You don't have to worry about what you do. Just seek balance. If you play a lot, get a lot of rest. If you eat certain foods, eat the foods that are going to digest. If you're going to do your soul's work, which is being a mentor and a counselor and a coach to others to be able to share what you have learned, then you're going to balance it by doing things that are best for you. One of the things that the counsel just gave me to share with you is believe in yourself and in your inner guidance. One of the things that they talk about a lot in the channeling is the fact that we have grown into a society and species of doubting Thomas. And what they said is we've forgotten how to trust ourselves. And they're saying to me right now, don't allow self-doubt to override your instincts. You're where you are, Anna, because you did what you needed to based on your instincts to get you there. I tell you, I can feel that in every cell of your body. I can feel your soul wanting to grab a box of gold stars and a bunch of, you know, sparklers and going, "Woo, you go, Anna. This is really good. You know, break out those gold stars." Sweetie, yes, you had someone try to give you a picture. You had someone that could offer you different insight or provide you different tools or do different testing. But why are you where you are, Anna? You're there because you chose to be there. You chose to pick out of all these different things. Same way you'd coach someone else, huh, honey? Same way you'd coach someone else. And then what they do is it's their responsibility to take what they need from what you share and then to act upon it the way that they're designed to act upon it. So again, you know, really, when the counselor's just saying in my ear, now, what? Come on, Carol, come on. You need to finish what this doubting Thomas business is all about that we're in our society. Self-doubt, they're saying, is intended to really slow down the activities of our mind so we can take a pause to really evaluate the information that we're receiving. When the information we're receiving is in alignment with the truth and the integrity of who we are, that information is then utilized to make decisions. Self-doubt is a check and balance system. It says you're gathering the right information, but you may be making a decision that's a repeat of the old pattern. In that particular case, in the repeat of the old pattern, then the information you received wasn't used for the change that it was needed. Don't worry about it. You'll have a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance.
And is that I'm sorry.
Yep, go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
And just two things I'm going to squeeze them in. I'm having a heck of a time deciding what school 4 months ago I was supposed to decide. There's like 100 different schools. I was wondering if you have a school of, you know, life coaching certification. I can't seem to make a darn decision on that. And the last thing I wanted to throw in here is in the mornings since last year, I wake up and it's almost like I'm in an art gallery of all colors and shapes and sizes and patterns, and it comes toward me and it's like magnificent. Just wondering what the heck that's about. I love it. I could stay in there all day long. It comes, it fleets. The harder I look at it, the faster it goes away, but it comes.
Yeah.
And just wondering what the heck that could be.
Yep. What that is that is your inner guidance. That is your intuition showing you that there is a different world than the world that you're seeing through your human eyes. It's letting you know that there's a lot of vibration with color and the different shapes is that, you know, we're not a one size fits all. So what your soul is doing, because you've been asking for this, your soul is saying, look at the world this way. Look at the world through color and texture and shapes and size, and realize that we're all very different. We're all vibration, and that these colors and shapes and size and everything is an indicator of that. And that's how to look at people. One size doesn't fit all. The beauty of being able to see the color means that your soul has found a way to bypass the human mind, your human mind, and all the inhibitors. We have 32 inhibitors in the human eye and the visual system, 32 different inhibitors that stops us from seeing auras or colors in the way that it's associated with intuition. But you found a detour. So the second thing is, as far as the school, you really have narrowed it down to three, it feels to me. So can you give me the three names and I can help you there?
Bizarre. You were going to be the fourth if you had one.
I do not teach soul coaching, but I do work with intuition, but not soul coaching. So who are they, sweetie?
One is Mentor Coach.
Okay.
And .com, and one is I totally lost my train of thought. I was thinking about Martha Beck for some reason. My mom saw an article, and also there is a Duquesne University is locally. They have an executive coach with not so much life coaching, and there's a ton more around the country. You know, that do ones in California. So CTI, they go on.
Yep, they do. They go on and on and on. Martha Beck rang truth to you. Feels like it's pretty logical, which is good. I would like you to explore Denise Lynn, L-I-N-N. She's a Hay House author. She teaches soul coaching. My sense is that if you look at how Denise teaches it, how Martha teaches it, then you'll be able to find either a school that can blend both of those, or you may find one of those. I'm sorry, we've gotten kind of back into the confusion, but I need to come in and just kind of go this path. Martha has a good sound. It feels like a good, solid, logical way to be able to do it. She's certainly got the credibility. Denise has got more of the esoteric, a lot of credibility. Look at both of those. Go through what in each of those programs really appeals to you. And then you will find exactly the coaching that you're looking for.
Okay. Wow. I feel really calm. I don't know what you did, but it just, you know, you're beautiful. I've never heard of you, and I heard of you today. I was supposed to hear from you. I can't believe you took my call. You just gave me what I needed to hear. Thank you. This has been a true gift.
You know what, my love? Thank you. It's been a true gift to me as well. So thank you so much, Anna. I hope you'll join me some other time, sweetie. And again, all of you, because I've had to talk very, very fast. And what I'm going to do is just leave you with one last thought before I close this out. Relinquish mental struggles and accept the truth of your perceptions. That's the way the council wanted me to end today's show around 2011, Finding Your Own Way. Relinquish your mental struggles. The more you hang on to them, the more you suffer. The more you suffer, the more difficult it is to find your own way. Light and love to all of you. You can listen to this show again in my archives on www.ritberger.com. Have a wonderful, lovely, enlightened week. Find your own way. Use your inner guidance. And I'm going to be back next Wednesday on contacttalkradio.com. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.